Well, folks, welcome back to another episode of Better Not Call Saul. Today, this episode is being recorded live on my TikTok live stream. So I'm live here today, ladies and gentlemen, live. Let's just get right in it. You know, I'm just going to get right into the daily happenings, you know, give a little insight, you know, what's going on in the news. What's going on in the world? What's going on around? I'm not here to promote any theories or any conspiracy theories. But I do got theories. Now, don't get me wrong about each of these topics I'm about to bring. I'm just going off of what basic daily stories it is out there today in this world. But the first and foremost things that's on a lot of people's news was a lot of things. I was gonna try to periodically give scenarios that's not in mainstream news, and there are a lot of things that's not in mainstream news, because what mainstream news is also trying to do is box you into a narrative, box you into an idea, box you into an ideology, box you into a political side, box you into which wing, a left wing or a right wing. It's all semantics, it's all wordplay, and really, it really is all wordplay. Speaking of just wordplay, I did an episode last week. It's all about control, and it's obviously magic. Now, I would like to link all those together to the narrative of wordplay. Now, we in the Americas use a lot of words, so to be quite honest, and a lot of our English language is very deceptive, and it holds many different levels of definition. Like, you have one word that has many different definitions, it's still the same word, and the definitions are definitely interchangeable. I mean, it's like that with a lot of different things. So the game of words has been a game for a long time, and it's basically a game of what I would call gematria. Now, gematria is a well-founded theory that's been floating around throughout all of history. Gematria is the geometric number system and meanings that are associated with numbers and letters. So every letter has a number. This is how gematria works, and each of those letters has a number associated to it based on just basic Hebrew letters, you know, basic Hebrew letters. Gematria is a system of geometric physics, because it has a lot to do with the number system and the allegories from words to numbers. Now, words are very powerful. That's why this episode is mostly about word play. You know, I mean, we in America, we play around with a lot of words. You know, we play around with a lot of words. And basically, the English language is basically all spell casting. Now, because it is all to do with words, it's all to do with the power of your tongue, the power of the spoken word, you know. The spoken word, which is the word I'm speaking right now, is really spoken word. I'm speaking words to you that you understand. And this is English. Now, you may not be here in America listening to this podcast or live, but I'm speaking only English. And unfortunately, I don't know any other languages, but I am learning. Because, for one, speaking other languages gives you other avenues of words. And the closer you can get down to the etymology of words, you will be able to understand its power. Wordplay. Understanding the etymology of a word and understanding and overstanding the power of your words and my words. Now, what we are doing here is casting spells. I mean, a lot of us are casting spells in Jesus' name. I mean, what we are doing in reality, when life and death is in the power of our tongue, is casting word spells. Now, we cast word spells in Jesus' name because Jesus is the biggest familiar spirit that we have. But most people in this modern USA do wordplay in Jesus' name, not really understanding the etymology of the name Jesus. I'm gonna let that rest in the air a little bit. Jesus, I'm gonna say it again. Because a lot of us are spellbounded, literally, by the name Jesus. Now, we don't really want to confess that we are spellbounded in our nature to the name of Jesus, but it is reality. Spellbounded by Jesus. He was the one that is supposed to have come to let us know the power of our words, because the power of God rests in us. But yet, we still use Jesus unless we use another name. Now, I know the name we are usually supposed to be using, but we still are under, a lot of people are still under the grips of slave mentality, and we really don't know how to break free of the spell of Jesus. To break free of that spell, you have to overstand and understand, and again, overstand the name Yeshua or Yahushua. Yeshua or Yahushua or Yahawashai, however the derivative of the name you categorize your spiritual help in, is the deliverance power you are going to ascend to. Past Christ consciousness is where you go higher. And Yahushua is higher because of the name and the spelling. Yahushua or Yahawashi, has the root of the etymology of the Christ consciousness. You know? And a lot of people are oblivious to it because we're so fixated on this Jesus. We're spellbounded. Now, I throw myself in it, but I'm not that quite spellbounded because I had to separate and then I had to see for myself the power of the name Jesus versus the power of the name Yahawashi or Yahshua. It's a contrast. It's a contrast indeed. This is such a contrast as we got working here today between black and white. The contrast of that Jesus versus Yahshua has a grade level of power and awareness of enlightenment that surpasses our own understanding. And until we wrap our minds around Yahshua as being the name, really above all names, we will really understand the power innate in us. This is just wordplay, folks. I'm just using a bunch of words to say a bunch of stuff. But we gotta know the difference because we must know who we are. To know thyself is to know much. Now you and I, we must know who we listening to. How you doing? Huh? I maybe got one room available.
Damn, you still
work
here, huh?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, man, remember I told you I lived in Oregon, you said you lived out there before.
So. Mm-hmm, yeah, I've been out there. I like to forget. I like to forget that place.
They have Naked Day out there.
Yeah, they do.
That shit weird. That was my first day there. Damn.
Yeah, they do. They got a lot of shit going on out there. More shit than you want to know. More shit than you want to know. But you back out here now, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a contact phone number? 223-1756. Paying cash or card?
Cash.
All right, you know about the deposit, right?
Yeah.
Deposit's $150. You get that back once you check out if there's no smoking or damages done to the room.
All right,
let me tell you what the total will be. Over capacity. But I'm pushing it through.
Oh, it's bad.
Hmm?
You said it's full.
Full. I just had to figure out how to get that room. But I got it. It'll be $320.94. You get $150 back. and feel like counting it out.
6 months.
Yeah. That's your room number and your key. You know about the breakfast and stuff, and you know what time checkout is.
Yeah.
All right, now you have a good night.
Yeah.
And that's how fast it takes to make some money. Wordplay, folks. That's what we're talking about. Wordplay. This is about wordplay. And those with good diction plethora of words are the masters of it. The power that's in the knowledge of the etymology that's in the root word is the overstanding thereof. And once you understand to overstand, you just stand up. That's it. You just stand up. That's all you got to do. Remember, you have to sit down in order to stand up. You have to be seated on the throne looking out in order to stand up. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to try to go live on TikTok this whole shift. That's what I'm going to attempt to do. But we don't know how that's going to turn out. You know what I mean? But this is what's going down in the world today. As you know, Hunter Biden is indicted. Basically, they trying to indict, you know, Junior Biden, and of course they trying to link Biden Senior into that. But let me tell you, I'm telling you, for one thing, Mr. Biden is kind of on hands, off hands with his son. Because he would like to keep her an arm's distance. He like to feed him with a Sunday spoon. That's how he was feeding them when he was growing up. That was the silver spoon that they was growing up with. His mom was eating with the silver Sunday spoon. So he knows how to keep people, even his own kids, at arm's length. And as you know, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. So the son know how to keep his dad at arm's length. Kind of keep him linked in, but not linked in. Let me tell you, that's a family affair right there. It's a whole family affair. Because Hunter Biden was over there across seas, basically power pushing, basically. Just seeing what, you know, he could come up with and have people do, just, you know, promoting the name of his dad, basically, to see what kind of strings he can pull. And pulling strings here and pulling strings there, pulling strings here, robbing Peter here, paying Paul here, robbing Paul, and then paying Peter to rob Peter again to pay Paul. To me, it still all sounds like all robbery. But who am I? I'm just a convicted felon who know nothing about committing other felonies. But let me tell you, that is a felon organization right there. Biden and Biden Incorporated. Let me tell you, if Hunter Biden or Joe Biden is on any freaking business LLC or corporation LLC, it is definitely a family affair. Want to know why? Because they keep it in the family. That's how the rich get rich and the poor get poor. They keep all that shit in the family. Papa knows the bag of the son knows the bag of the papa, and basically they out to get more bag, basically. But let me tell you, it says, I'm reading the top story that's on my news. It says, McDonald's employees admit they ignore drive-thru customers who use common sense. Let me tell you, that is 100% facts. Mm-hmm. You go look. I was in a drive-thru the other day. And it was a McDonald's drive-thru. And let me tell you. I get to the drive-thru. It's like two cars in front of me, right? And they are outside of the McDonald's. All the employees are outside of the McDonald's. I'm not going to tell you which McDonald's this is. But they're all outside of the McDonald's. And they are sitting there, all like four or five of them, whoever's working that day or that night. It's like 12. They're all out there smoking a doobie. All of them out there smoking a joint. I'm like, yo, we coming to get some food. They said first they was on break. All right, now how you doing? Doing good. They first said they was on break, which was obvious since we pulled up and they were all outside smoking a blunt. I mean, we smelled the ooh-wee coming through the car. I said, dang, they smoking, we might as well wait in line and smoke too. So, being my passenger, we lit up too. You know, we get up there, right? And we waiting. 10 minutes pass, because we smoking, you know. They smoking over there at the front door. When they finish theirs, they're about to jump back inside, take these orders, make this food, and get on gone. No, that is not what happened. First, they said they was on break. 10 minutes pass, right? We waiting. Like at the side, like on the side, like right before you get to the drive thru. Two cars jump in front of us. They jump in front of us and go through the drive thru like normal. We know that they all sitting right there smoking, and we smoking here too. They go through the drive thru, they tell them whatever. We tell them whatever. So we start driving after we see them come all the way back out and around. It was like, what they tell these motherfuckers? Come to find out, now that the minutes has passed, 10 minutes has passed, now they telling people the system is down. So we wait there for 10 minutes. For the system to come back up. Look, when we went through the drive-thru again, it was another freaking excuse. I pulled the heck off. I said, I can't deal with this. I might as well eat the good food that's at my house. I said, this was a no-brainer. I said, that was common sense right there in action. I said to myself, I might as well eat my good food at the house, which I have a whole refrigerator full of good food. I said, oh, bump this. McDonald's is wasting my time. And that's what the heck they were doing. They were wasting time. Because it had been 25 minutes. I mean, I know how long it takes to smoke a blunt. 7 to 9 minutes flat. So, 25 minutes is, what would they smoke, two? It was passing around two blunts on a 15-minute break, knowing good the heck well that McDonald's don't give 15-minute breaks, they only give 10-minute breaks. I know, I used to work for McDonald's recently. But yeah, that is a story, because they for real be playing games down there. And they be playing games with fake ass food. That's the unbelievable part about it. They be playing games with fake ass food. So I said, why am I waiting in line for this food that's gonna make my stomach hurt? I said, I could go home, unthaw a whole family pack of chicken in 10 minutes, mind you, fry it up, and be eating it in 35 minutes flat. That I know folks who know me know that I can do that. I don't be playing. From frozen to ready to eat, 35 minutes. You know, I used to be a line cook. So, hey, we make it do what it do. From frozen to on your plate in like 30 minutes. That's really what it takes right there. 30, 35 minutes. You know what I mean? I mean, ideally, if you are efficiently killing bacteria, if you can do it less than that, you are not efficiently killing bacteria E. coli, because the temperatures to make this food good and healthy has to be at a certain temperature for a certain amount of time. You see what I'm saying? If you're doing it shorter than that, you can't reach the temperature long enough to kill the bacteria in the E. coli. You know what I'm saying? So if you bringing up food sooner than that, like, what the fuck? Is this shit pre-cooked? That's what you want to be asking. That's what you want to be asking. A lot of people pre-cook their food. But I digress. This is about wordplay. You know what I mean? So, on to the next topic. This is just going to be a quick little topic here. It says, a 13-year-old viciously beaten by a woman inside Harbor City McDonald's. Man, McDonald's be... Let me tell you. People are really putting McDonald's on the map these days, because it be going down at these McDonald's. I try to stay away from these McDonald's. And especially nowadays, because truth be told, it's not that many freaking cows to be supplying all these grocery stores and all these dishes and all these plates and foods we be eating. Where is they getting all these big ass cows from? I mean, you gotta ask yourself. A lot of this stuff we know is not beef. So, you gotta ask yourself, what is it? And let me tell you, you can ground any meat. Any red meat can look like beef. Well, it could be squirrel. You won't even know it. But hey, McDonald's seems to be the place not to be. Because you can get into a fight at McDonald's, you can get food poisoning at McDonald's, all that. They probably gonna try to censor me from talking about them so bad. But it wasn't me. I didn't put them in the news. The news put them in the news. But let me tell you, the Golden Arches is a ploy for word magic. I mean, Ronald McDonald was telling you it was magic when he was making the arches like this. Did they come out like that? Man, you can't see it, but you can see it on my live. But he was telling you it was all golden magic. You know? It's probably magic that's keeping this food coming. Let me tell you something. A lot of things are done with magic these days. A lot of things. Now, I'm not just saying that just to say it. I'm saying that because it is the order of the day. everything is ordered now by magic and rituals. And if you don't know that, then you're just a pawn in the whole scheme of this whatever. So, you mean, you gotta get studied up. You gotta get properly read. You gotta properly seek this stuff out in order for you to get it. If you don't seek it, it's not gonna come to you. You're just gonna be oblivious, a sheep, just a regular old bot. And you know, there's a bunch of different kinds of consciousness out there. And the bot consciousness is the main consciousness of the day. Because people like to be obliviousness. They like to be cognitive dissident. They like to be ignorant. There is a sense of peace in not knowing. And it's a founded peace in not knowing. Because the more you know, look, sometimes great wisdom comes with great sorrow. And this is because the knowledge of knowing. And once you know better, you do better. And once you do better, you are now manifesting what you are supposed to be manifesting. Because you're doing what you know. So if you know how to use your words rightly and you do it, you're doing what you know. You're doing what you know. I've always been a talker, but I don't really care to talk these days because ain't nobody listening. Like, I got one person in my live stream, just one, and they listening. Peace. What's up? Love you. Thank you. You are the special one, not me. You special. You wanna know how I know? Because it takes patience and a sense of virtue to stay for these 39 minutes. That's what we up to. 39 minutes of me using my words. That's it. And I really haven't told you anything. This is what every politician does. Empty talking about nonsense. And that is the sleight of hand. The sleight of hand is talking about nonsense while stuff is going on back here that's definitely not nonsense. Is consensual. You see what I'm saying? It's already agreed upon ideology. You see what I'm saying? People already know it. They already use it. It's already being done. I'm just speaking it out with my words. What others would keep as a hush hush. Hush hush, we practice in magic. Hush, hush, we are the wizards and goblins and ghouls and witches and warlocks. That is the real deal. Some of us do it purposefully. Some of us do it unpurposefully. Some of us do it consciously. Some of us do it unconsciously. Some of us do it consciously and still like to deny it. I'm like, dude, you are using magic. Dang, I'm at the last 9 megabars on this phone right here. This bad boy is going dead at the right time, too. So you can listen to my podcast on Spotify, Google Chromecast. You can listen to it on Pandora. You can listen to it on all bunch of platforms. You know, you can check me out. I got a whole store. I got a whole business doing a whole bunch of stuff. I do all sorts of things. naturally and spiritually. So if you need any assistance doing anything, I can help you with that. So you just call Yes Services. That's me. Yes, I can do it. You know, I got a link in the bio. I got product line in the bio. I got my email, my phone number, all of that. I'm going to run this freaking live until my battery is dead. You know what I mean? I'm going to run it till it's dead. And then I'm going to run it some more. Because like the Energizer Bunny say, you got to keep going and going and going. I didn't even think I was going to do a live. I didn't think I was going to do a show. I didn't think I was going to say anything today. But I came in here and I said, you know what? This is all about wordplay. And we must play nice with our words. You know, this is how we do. You know. And this Israeli guy last week asked me, what's up with my English? I was like, what's up with my English? He was barely speaking English. I told him he's in the wrong field. You was obviously a comedian. Obviously. He said, where you from? I said, I'm from New York. We don't say nothing other than what we want to say. Yeah, let me get four quarters. He said, what? You want a corner? I said, oh, you being fucking hilarious. I said, a quarter. Let me get four quarters. I gotta do laundry. He look at me and put on his proper white guy voice. I shit you not. Was speaking better English than me at that point. I said, oh, you was hilarious, dude. You was hilarious. You was hilarious for that. Said, oh, you talking about a quarter? I said, oh, shit. You're fucking hilarious. This is what he say to me. I said, yeah, you know what I mean. Stop playing games. Playing fucking games with me. But yeah, you know, I got 311 likes. So I like that you like my show. And I'm all pumped up about it. You know, I'm pumped up about this. You know what I'm saying? So like, share, and subscribe. I mean, I really don't have a subscription style show. I mean, you can listen. If you like what you hear, you hit like. If you don't like it, don't hear nothing. I personally don't care. I mean, it is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be until it gets better. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get to 1 million viewers, and I can only get that way if you share, you like, and you subscribe. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for all the stuff that you do. It is another freaking Saturday. Let's go. Let's grow, folks. We are making it do what it do. I'm going to have to charge this phone back up because bad boy is going dead. But I'm going to use it till it shut off. And then when it shut off, oh, I guess I got to stop it before it shut off because it won't save none of this. Well, that's the show, folks. Peace.